from Brooklyn yesterday. He could not understand one word I said. We had a terrible time communicating tapes.
Hmm?
That's the reason I stay away from tapes.
You don't like to hear the sound of your voice?
Very flat.
Sounds good to me. I don't know. Let me see. What I need to do is I've got a personal data sheet here, which covers just, you know, sort of who you are and background and so on. And then we'll get into the questionnaire itself.
Okay.
Let me see. First of all, let's get your name on tape.
Okay. Catherine Bailey.
Okay. And your address here is?
Lombardi Court.
Okay. And you were born?
In Augusta.
Here in Augusta. Okay. And the forbidden question, how old are you?
39.
Okay. Let me see. And your occupation?
Secretary.
Okay. And religion?
Protestant.
Protestant. Okay. Let me see. What about the schools attended? Where did you go to? Go ahead.
Okay. I went to local grammar school and local high school, which was Richmond Academy. Then went 2 years to Westland in college, which is in Macon, small girls' school in Macon.
Okay.
And then got married and have had like 15 hours at Augusta College.
Okay. Now, you went to grammar school. What was the name of the grammar
Halton.
School? Which one?
Halton.
Where's that at?
It's way downtown. I grew up downtown.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Which is PG, which is Pinchgood.
Uh-huh.
And,
what street did you grow up on?
Broad.
Oh, really?
Broad and 4th. Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
4th Street, that's,
one block below 5th Street.
Okay, I'm trying to think where that is in my own mind. Where's that from Gordon Highway?
Oh my gosh. You know where the moving picture shows are? You know where the Confederate Monument is?
Uh-huh.
Broad Street. Okay, the Confederate Monument is like at roughly 8th and Broad.
Okay.
Okay, 4 blocks down.
Okay, but that's mainly a business area there.
Well, right, except like in 1950 is when Augusta experienced this great boom with the Savannah River plant and everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Augusta started downtown, like from Center Street, 5th Street down. It was all residential.
I see.
All the merchants lived above the stores from then on up. And then when they had the floods and the fire, everybody moved up on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our house didn't burn,
mm-hmm.
so we stayed down there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I grew up down there until they built that viaduct, that Gordon Highway that goes over that fifth. And Mama said, don't want to be a troll, going to move up on the hill. And so then we finally moved up on the hill.
Okay. When was that about?
We moved in 54.
Okay.
When
so
I graduated
you lived
from
right
high
down
school.
Uh-huh. And did you have, you had a house right there?
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay. Is that house still standing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see.
It's an old Greek revival.
Okay. What about, now you've been to Macon, to Wesley and the school.
Mm-hmm.
Where else have you been? Have you traveled a lot?
No. When I left Macon, I got married, and Lanny was going to school in Cambridge. So
mm-hmm.
we lived up there for a year.
In Boston.
In Boston.
Yeah.
Yep. And so then we came back down here and lived here until he decided to go back to law school in 68.
Mm-hmm.
And we just moved to Athens for 3 years. And
mm-hmm.
those are the only places I've
Other than
ever
that,
lived.
You've lived all your
yeah.
life right mm-hmm. here in Augusta. Okay. And what about social contacts? You belong to any clubs or any of that sort of thing?
Belonged to the Junior League until we went to law school.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to get out of that. Am active in the Civic Ballet
mm-hmm.
here. That's it.
That's it. Those
mm-hmm.
two are the
mm-hmm.
two main things. Okay. Now your business contacts would be mainly with, since you're a secretary at the college,